Title: Call and Response Base Phrasing from Scratch with LIV-12 Stock Packs Intermediate. All right, let's build a proper rolling drum and bass bassline that actually talks back to itself. The goal today is call and response bass phrasing. Two mid-bass voices that feel like a conversation, plus a separate sub that stays stable and clean underneath. And we're doing it from scratch using only Ableton LIV-12 stock instruments, effects, and stock packs. By the end, you'll have a tight 16-bar drop section, where the bass line feels hooky and forward-moving, without relying on a big melody. The whole trick is contrast, space, and control. First, set the foundation. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine, but 174 keeps us right in the pocket. Pick a key that's friendly for DNB bass, like F minor or G minor. I'll talk in F minor, but it's the same concept anywhere. Now grab a drum loop from your stock packs. In the browser, go into Packs, then Core Library, then Samples, then Drums, and look for breakbeats or anything jungle-leaning. Drop that loop onto an audio track. Warp it so it sits cleanly to the grid. Complex Pro is a good general choice, but if you want more bite and transient punch, switch to Beats mode. For classic breaks, Beats often feels more real, more snappy. Don't overthink the drum mix yet. We just need something solid to phrase the bass against. Now let's set up our bass system. Create two MIDI tracks. Name one bass call and the other bass response. Select them both and group them. Name that group bass bus. Then create a third MIDI track called SUB mono. You can keep it outside the group to treat it separately, or put it inside and just be disciplined. Either way is fine, but mentally, think like this. Sub is your glue and your stability. Mid bass is your language and personality. Now build the sub first. On sub mono, load operator. Oscillator A is a sine wave. Keep it simple. For the amp envelope, set a very fast attack, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. For decay, somewhere around 200 to 400 milliseconds if you want it a little plucky, or you can keep sustain up if you want longer held sub notes. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds so it doesn't click off. Now add EQ8. Low pass it so the sub stays pure. A good starting point is cutting above about 120 to 160 Hz. If it's booming, you can do a tiny dip around 40 to 60 Hz. But be careful, sometimes the boom is actually your monitoring or your room, not the patch. Add utility and force it mono. Width to 0 or enable bass mono. Then set the level so it's not dominating. A good target is peaking somewhere around minus 12 to minus 9 dB before any limiting. We want headroom because the mid bass is going to get excited later. Teacher note here, people usually ruin DNB bass lines by trying to make one sound do everything. If the sub is clean and consistent, you can get way more aggressive and musical in the mids without the whole mix falling apart. Now design bass A, the call. This is your statement phrase. Weight, clarity, and consistency. On bass call, load waveatable. Pick a solid, simple waveatable, something sawish or basic. Add unison, but keep it controlled. 2 to 4 voices, and don't crank the amount. We're not trying to smear the low end or make it chorus Y. We want thickness, not a fog. Turn on the filter in waveatable. Choose LP24. A 24 dB low pass. Put cutoff somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz to start. We'll automate later, so don't stress the exact number. Add a little drive if needed, like 2 to 6, just to firm it up. Now give it subtle movement. LFO 1 to filter cutoff, synced. Try 1/8 or 1/4. Keep the LFO amount subtle. We're going for talk, not cartoon wobble. Add your effects chain. Start with saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Then pull the output down so you're not just getting louder. This is a huge intermediate move. Always level match when you add distortion. Otherwise, you'll choose settings with your eyes and ego, not your ears. Add auto filter next. This is for extra shaping and automation control. LP12 or LP24 is fine. Map cutoff later if you want performance control. If you want that LIV-12 flavor, add roar, but use it like seasoning. Choose a bass or drive style preset. Then back off the mix to maybe 10 to 30%. If roar is taking over, it's too much. Now EQ8. High pass the mid bass around 80 to 120 Hz, because your sub is handling the real low end. Then make small intentional tone moves. If it's harsh, dip a touch around 2 to 4 kHz. If it needs bite, try a small boost around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. Think of that range as the readability zone for bass on smaller speakers. Optionally add glue compressor on the call channel. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is not for pumping, it's for keeping the call steady. Now bass B, the response. This is the answer phrase, contrast and attitude. You have two good stock options. You can use drift for gritty, unstable character, or use wavy-table again but make it more surgical and different. Let's do drift for contrast. Low drift on bass response. Choose a saw or triangle blend, and add a little drift or noise subtle. The point is to make it feel more alive and less stable than the call. Now shape it with effects in a more talky way. Start with auto filter, but this time try bandpass. Add resonance, maybe 20 to 40%. That resonant bandpass is one of the easiest ways to create a vocal, answering tone that cuts through the drums without needing more notes. Then add distortion. Saturator is fine, but overdrive can add bite fast. Just remember, if you distort without controlling the lows, you'll blow up the mix. So keep your low end trimmed. Add redux very lightly if you want grit. Tiny amounts. DNB does not forgive uncontrolled fizz. If it turns into a brittle spray can, back it off immediately. Then EQ8. High pass around 100 to 150 Hz. This is important. The response is personality, not weight. Then tame harshness around 3 to 6 kHz if it gets annoying. Optional. Utility for width. But be careful. If you widen it to 120 or 160%, you must check mono. If it disappears in mono, don't just EQ it off and the fix is less unison, less stereo distortion, or a simpler stereo image. Quick coach rule. If the call is round and stable, the response can be nasal and animated. If the call is already aggressive, the response should be cleaner but more rhythmic. Always contrast something. Rhythm, register, filter type, distortion character, stereo image. Not all of them at once, just enough to sound like two voices. Now write the MIDI. This is where the conversation actually happens. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip on bass call. Set your grid to 1/16. Twang is optional, but indeed NB keep it subtle. You can add groove later. Before you write notes, do a planning pass. Decide who owns each beat. This will make you write faster and cleaner. Try this. Beat 1 is owned by the call. That's the statement. Beat 2 is empty or sub-only, letting the drums speak. Beat 3 is owned by the response as the reply. Beat 4 is either a small interaction or a deliberate rest. Now for the call pattern in F minor. Keep it simple. Use roots and fifths. Hit F on beat 1, and try a syncopated pickup around 1.3. Repeat the idea in bar 2, but end with a shorter note so it can breathe. Use 1/8 and 1/16 notes, but build and rests. Bass is groove. If everything is filled, nothing feels heavy. Then duplicate that clip onto bass response, but don't just copy and add more notes. Move the notes into the gaps. Literally use the silences from the call as the placement guide for the response. Keep response notes shorter. 1/16 notes are great. 1/32 is fine if you're confident and you keep it controlled. Add small two-note words instead of thinking in scales. For example, F to Eb to F, or F to C, or an octave jump. Those tiny motifs are the real language of DNB basslines. Add a signature hit at the end of bar 4 and bar 8. That's your mini fill moment. If you're not sure where to put variation, bars 4, 8, and 16 are your best friends. Now layer the sub. Copy the core notes, mostly roots, to sub mono, but make it less busy than the mids. Here's a pro move. Let the sub hold longer notes while the mids chatter. Even if the mid bass has lots of little cuts, the sub can tie across them and make the whole phrase feel musical and connected. Now we make them talk with automation. For the call, keep automation subtle. Automate the auto filter cutoff to open slightly at the end of each two-bar phrase. That's like adding a little emphasis at the end of a sentence. You can also do a tiny saturator drive bump on bar 4 and bar 8 to underline the fill moments. For the response, make automation more obvious. Move that band pass cutoff so it feels like the bass is literally answering. If you're using roar on the response, bring the mix or drive up during fills, then back down. Think of it like a hype ad-lib, not the main vocal. If you want this to be fast and performable, group parameters into macros. Put an audio effect rack on each bass or on the bus. Map call filter cutoff, response filter cutoff, response distortion mix, and maybe the bus saturation amount. Then you can record one take of macro movement across 16 bars like you're performing the bass line. One more coach technique. Velocity is groove, not just volume. On the response, try lower velocities on pickups and higher velocities on the actual answer hit. Then put saturator after that so the velocity difference changes the tone, not just the loudness. If you want even more control, Add the MIDI velocity device before the instrument and shape the range. Now sidechain it like a DNB producer. On the bass bus, add a compressor or glue compressor. Enable sidechain and feed it from your kick or from your drum bus if you want the whole groove to carve space. Use ratio 4:1, attack 1 to 10 milliseconds, release 80 to 160 milliseconds. Set threshold, so you're getting around 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. You want it tight and invisible. If it's obviously pumping in a way you didn't intend, your release is probably too long or your threshold is too deep. Optional but very effective, sidechain the sub separately and a little less. Sub can be 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Mids can be 3 to 6. This keeps the roll without making the low end disappear. Now arrange it into a usable 16-bar drop section. Bars 1 to 4. Call is more prominent. Response is quieter or simpler. Fewer fills. More space. Bars 5 to 8. Introduce response variations. Put one clear signature fill at bar 8. Bars 9 to 12. Swap emphasis. Response becomes more lead-like. Open the filter more. Add a bit more edge. This is a really clean way to create progression without changing the entire musical idea. Bars 13 to 16. Peak energy. Let both interact more. Then do a deliberate stop or gap at bar 16 beat 4. Even an eighth note of silence can make the next section slam. Here's another arrangement trick that works every time. Mute the bass for an eighth or a quarter note right before a phrase return. That tiny negative space makes the next hit feel way bigger than adding another layer ever would. Now do quick safety checks, because intermediate bass lines die in the details. Check frequency ownership. If both mid basses are fighting the same space, it's going to feel messy. High pass the mids, keep sub separate and mono. Check that the response is truly an answer, not just more notes. Make it different in timbre or register, not just busier. Check that you have rests. If your bass never shuts up, the groove can't breathe. Check sidechain timing. Adjust the release until the bass recovers in time with the rhythm. The bass should feel like it bounces back just in time for the next movement. And do a fast mono check. Put utility at the end of the bass bus and toggle width from 100% to 0%, or hit mono. This audio version is shortened for playback.